So we're starting a new chapter today, chapter 22, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oma jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chaksurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam jena bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacchadi Sitarani Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhibhyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Dust covers are in really sad shape. Just take it off. Okay, chapter 22, Madhya Lila. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter is entitled The Process of Devotional Service. Last chapter, we heard last week, Bhadra Prabhu gave very nice summary of this chapter, how the chapter was dealing with the subject of sambandha. The Vedic literature deals with three subjects, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana, very important terms to know. Sambandha is the relationship. What is our relationship with Krishna? What is our relationship with each other? What is our relationship with this material world and the spiritual world? All these items are under sambandha, means relationship, connection. And then abhideya. Abhideya means the process for reestablishing that relationship or acting in that relationship. And prayojana means the goal of those activities. So we're in the process of devotional service. Actually, an interesting Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Krishna Samhita, he dealt with first sambandha and prayojana. And he went back to abhideya. We usually do sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. He did differently. Anyway, okay, this is the process of devotional service chapter summary. In this 22nd chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes the process of devotional service. In the beginning, he describes the truth about the living entity and the super excellence of devotional service. He then describes the uselessness of mental speculation and mystic yoga. In all circumstances, the living entity is recommended to accept the path of devotional service as personally explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The speculative method of the so-called jnanis is considered a waste of time, and that is proved in this chapter. An intelligent person should abandon the processes of karmakanda, jnanakanda, and mystic yoga. One should give up all these useless processes and take seriously to the path of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one's life will be successful. If one takes to Krishna consciousness fully, even though he may sometimes be agitated due to having previously practiced mental speculation and mystic yogic mysticism, he will be saved by Lord Krishna himself. The fact is that devotional service is bestowed by the blessings of a pure devotee, Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. A pure devotee is the supreme transcendentalist, and one has to receive his mercy for one's dormant Krishna consciousness to be awakened. One has to associate with pure devotees. If one has firm faith in the words of a great soul, pure devotional service will awaken. In this chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has differentiated between a pure devotee and others. He also describes the characteristics of a pure devotee. A devotee's most formidable enemy is association with women in an enjoying spirit. Association with non-devotees is also condemned because it is also a formidable enemy on the path of devotional service. One has to fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and give up attraction for women and non-devotees. The six symptoms of fully surrendered souls are also described in this chapter. Devotional service has been divided into two categories, regulative devotional service and spontaneous love. There are 64 items listed in regulative devotional service, and out of these 64, the last five are considered very important. By practicing even one of the nine processes of devotional service, one can become successful. Speculative knowledge and mystic yoga can never help one in devotional service. Pious activity, non-violence, sense control, and regulation are not separate from devotional service in its pure form. If one engages in devotional service, all good qualities follow. One does not have to cultivate them separately. Spontaneous devotional service arises when one follows a pure devotee who is awakened to spontaneous love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described the symptoms of devotees who are already situated in spontaneous love of God. He has also described the devotees who are trying to follow in the footsteps of the pure devotees. So text number one, please repeat. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Tam Karunarnavam Kalavapyati Gudeyam Bhaktir Jena Prakashita Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Tam Karunarnavam Kalavapyati Gudeyam Bhaktir Yena Prakashita Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Tam Karunarnavam Kalavapyati Gudeyam Bhaktir Jena Prakashita. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Thank you.
Bande.
Bande.
I offer my respectful obeisances.
I offer my respectful
obeisances. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam.
Unto Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Unto Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Karana Arnavam. Who is an ocean of mercy.
Kalao.
In this age of Kali.
In this age of
Kali. Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Ati.
Ati.
Very.
Very.
Uda.
Uda.
Confidential.
Confidential.
Iam.
Iam.
This.
This.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
Devotional service.
Devotional service.
Yena.
Yena.
By whom?
By whom?
Prakashita. Manifested.
Manifested.
Translation, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is an ocean of mercy, and although the subject matter of bhakti yoga is very confidential, he has nonetheless manifested it so nicely, even in this age of Kali, the age of quarrel. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda.
Jaya
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 3. Aita kahilun sambandha tatpara bichar. Veda shastra upadeshe Krishna ekasar.
Veda shastra upadeshe Krishna ekasar.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have described one's relation with Krishna in various ways. This is the subject matter of all the Vedas. Krishna is the center of all activities. So, I don't know. We don't have a purport. There were a very nice chapter summary. Srila Prabhupada talked about how this chapter will deal with pure devotional service. And I was meditating on what is the definition. We have Srila Rupa Goswami gives very nice definition of pure devotional service. Very familiar, many devotees are familiar with that verse. We should be familiar with that verse, that anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmali navatam anukulyena krishnana shilam bhakti. So this very important verse, Srila Rupa Goswami, it's in the very beginning of Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of Devotion is practically, well, Srila Prabhupada gives the subtitle as the science of devotional service. And in other words, this is the Nectar of Devotion gives this whole process of this title is in this chapter is entitled The Process of Devotional Service, Abhideya. So that's what the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Srila Prabhupada presented as the Nectar of Devotion, the science of devotional service. How to engage in these activities of abhideya, the process of devotional service. So anyway, the Srila Prabhupada, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes this verse, important verse, maybe twice, but anyway, it's in the 19th chapter, I know, text in the instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami. And he quotes that verse, and Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice purport I'd like to read, since we didn't have a purport today to read. So the translation is, when first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruit of action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. So the purport Srila Prabhupada gives is, this verse is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11. As we can understand from the Bhagavad Gita 9.34 and 18.65, you know what those verses are? Manmana, start, both of them start off, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada explains. The Supreme Personality of Godhead wants everyone to think of him always. Manmana Bhava Madbhakto. Everyone should become his devotee, not the devotee of a demigod. Everyone should... demigod, of course, anyway. Demigods they have in India, but we have also our demigods in the West. We have our rock stars and some, I don't know, a few people have politicians they worship, I don't know. Anyway, this is not recommended. Everyone should engage in his devotional service, Krishna's, including archana, deity worship in the temple. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namuskaru. Everyone should offer obeisances from moment to moment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the desires of the Supreme Lord, and one who fulfills his desires favorably is actually a pure devotee. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him, and devotional service means preaching this gospel all over the world. The Lord says openly in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69, Nachatasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakritama. One who preaches the gospel of the Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all is most dear to Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord so that human society can be perfectly organized from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously. From any point of view, human society can be reformed by the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, one who spreads this philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe is perfect in pure devotional service. The criterion is that a devotee must know what Krishna wants him to do. This understanding can be achieved how? Through the medium of a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami advises, Adau Gurvashrayam. One who is serious in wanting to render pure devotional service to the Lord must take shelter of a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession from Krishna. Evam parampara praptam. Imam Rajarsha Yogidu. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, one cannot find out the real purpose of devotional service. Therefore, one has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and agree to be directed by him. The first business of a pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness. And if one can satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically satisfied. Jasya prasada bhagavat prasada. This is the success of devotional service. This is the meaning of the word anukulyena, that is, favorable devotional service to the Lord. A pure devotee has no plans other than those for the Lord's service. He is not interested in attaining success in mundane activities. He simply wants success in the progress of devotional service. For a devotee, there cannot be worship of others or demigod worship. A pure devotee does not engage himself in such pseudo-devotional service. He is interested only in satisfying Krishna. If one lives only for the satisfaction of Krishna, it does not matter whether he belongs to this order of life or that order of life. One's only business should be to satisfy Krishna. This process is completely manifest in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. It has been actually proved that the entire world can accept devotional service without failure. One simply has to follow the instructions of the representative of Krishna. When we used to have programs in India, sometimes we'd have an international group with us. Here we are in Alachua, we also have a very nice international group from devotees from all over the world, practically. So we used to introduce that he's from, Russia, he's from England, he's from America, he's from South America, whatever. And this way, As Srila Prabhupada said, this is Krishna consciousness movement proves that devotional service can be accepted throughout the entire world. So Krishna consciousness, that we have to understand the science by reading this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Bhakti, or Nectar Devotion, very carefully. It's very most important book. When I joined, I remember somehow by good fortune they asked me first read this book. I had already studied, looked at Bhagavad Gita on my own, but some senior devotees were there, very senior devotees. They said, here, you read this Nectar Devotion. And we had the opportunity to read it many times since then, again and again. Srila Rupa Goswami, actually, we have description of the different types of devotional service coming up in this chapter. We have sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is the practice of devotional service where one follows different rules and regulations to come to gradually progress. Just like in Nectar Devotion, it's described 64 principles of devotional service. He also, Srila Rupa Goswami also gives description of the different offenses to be avoided in the engagement of devotional service. So all these rules and regulations, as mentioned in this purport here, that's simply meant to bring us to Krishna consciousness. It's that verse is there, smartavya satatam vishnur, vishmartavya na jatuchit. That one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. And then actually the next line it says, Eteyor sarva vidhi nishedayor. Vidhi is the prescriptions, what you should do, and nisheda means those offenses that we should avoid. So it says, sarva vidhi nishedayor, these two things, Eteyor eva kinkara. Kinkara means the servant of this principle. What's servant of what? This principle of always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. So this is the whole process. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mercifully come, just like here in this verse, this opening verse we had nice talk, Puri and I, about how these first verses of the chapters are so... Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives very nice summary of some of the wonderful qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he says, I offer my obeisances, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya, to Lord Chaitanya, Devam Tam Karunarnavam. Karunarnavam means he's the ocean of mercy. And Kalavapya Ati Guriyam. Even in this age of Kali, the most confidential process, apigudeyam. Krishna also describes like that rajavidya, rajaguhyam. Guhyam and gudeyam is practically synonymous. This means very confidential or secretive. It's an open secret. Everyone can engage in devotional service, but still it's very... confidential, because particularly in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just giving some beginning process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the highest process, how to get anarpita chirim chirat, karunya avatarana karo. He's giving that process that brings us to the highest possible position of devotional service that was engaged by the residents in Vrindavan. Kalavapyati gudeham bhaktir jena prakashita. I think Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he offered prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that vairagya vidya nitya bhakti yogas shikshartameka purusha purana, that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he's come Nitya Bhakti Yoga, Shikshartam, He's giving instruction how to engage in his own devotional service. He's teaching just like the teacher writes on the blackboards, A, B, C. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, this is how you do it, like this, do it like this. And how is that? Vairagya Vidya Nitya Bhakti Yogas, that the teaching us here, one has to learn this process of Vairagya Vidya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not preaching Vairagya Vidya, but he's showing that by devotional service, these things automatically follow this. So it's a verse, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asau Vairagyam Jnanam Chad Yadahitakam. That these things automatically follow for one who is actually engaged in devotional service. A devotee has no time for nonsense activities. That's Vairagyam. What should we give up? Of course, Srila Prabhupada taught us that what do you have to give up? You don't have really anything. What you're born, these things are, we collect in this material world. We can't really, a sane person can't really claim proprietorship over anything, because it's all, he has no control over anything. Not supreme controller. Of course, we have some kind of, what do you call, shadow control. We have some kind of, we think we have control. Maya is given very nicely arranged so that we think they have control. Ahankara vimudatma kartaham. That we think we can do some things here in this material world. But actually, Krishna is, he's controlling everything. Maya jakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Everything moving and unmoving. So, anyway, this process of devotional service, Rupa Goswami, we had a few chapters back. This is chapter 22. Chapter 19, Rupa Goswami was also taught this process of Abhideya. Here, Sanatan Goswami is hearing from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the same Abhideya, the processes of devotional service, even though it was Rupa Goswami that put these in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Rupa Goswami is actually, sometimes he's called the Abhideya Acharya. The Sanatan Goswami is called the Sambandha Acharya, that he teaches us how to, and he will, by his worship to Madan Mohan, because Madan Mohan is the deity of Sambandha Gyan. That means the, anyway. And so, first point, Ado Guru Vashrayam. The first point is to surrender unto the spiritual master. One has to have a spiritual master. Spiritual master is the most important principle of devotional service, taking spirit shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. One has to Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Paecha Keva. That is actually a form of question. Who is there that has not, who has been delivered from this material world without taking shelter, without serving Vaishnava? So, serving Vaishnavas is the most, and the spiritual master is supposed to be the best Vaishnava. So, one has to find out someone who can, he can surrender to. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also many times in his pastimes, there was interesting pastimes of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that the processes of karma and jnana The Mukunda Datta, he was barred from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Lord Chaitanya was giving all his mercy to so many devotees. They were coming on after another. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, Mukunda can't come. He associates with these Mayavadis, basically, those who follow the Yoga Shivishish. Advaita Acharya also was explaining this Yoga Vishisht. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Mukunda when he heard that his firm faith and his association was there. And Advaita Acharya, there's an interesting story that Advaita Acharya was very disturbed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always offering him respects. Because Advaita Acharya, he's of course instrumental in inviting Lord Chaitanya, and he accepted Lord Chaitanya as his master, his Supreme Lord. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhavritti, even the highest personalities, even Lakshmi Devi, who is the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, and even Krishna's first expansion, Balaram, he wants to serve the Supreme Lord. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna himself. He came to taste that pleasure of serving Krishna. So serving is there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to offer so much respects to Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya would be so disturbed because Advaita Acharya was in external point of view, he was so much senior. He was older than his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own father. And so this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take dust from his lotus feet, Advaita's lotus feet, and Advaita was thinking, he's so strong, how he can stop him? I can't stop him from taking the dust from my lotus feet. So he was thinking, making some plan, how to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept him as a servant. So he started preaching from this book called Yoga Vishishta, basically Mayavad, or gives a gyan, some type of gyan. Actually, yoga, anyway, so many different processes that are there that is described, Karmakand, Gyanakand, and Mystic Yoga, should be abandoned. So, anyway, Advaita Acharya, he was teaching from this book, Yoga Vishisht, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he knew this, he understood, he's the Antarjami, and some other, perhaps other devotees also told him. So he went there with Nityananda Prabhu. On the way, they met some other Dari Sannyasi. But when he got there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Advaita. He was actually beating him, was described like that. And Advaita Prabhu was feeling great ecstasy because now, oh, you've punished me. Because only a master can punish the servant. Only someone can be punished by someone who is his master, that is. Just like, same thing was Pundarik Vidyaniti, that when Gadadhar Pandit went to see Pundarik Vidyaniti, he was thinking, oh, this personality looks like a materialist. So by the grace of Mukunda, he became enlightened that actually he was a great devotee. And Pundarik Gadadhar was thinking, oh, the only way to get relieved from my offenses to take shelter of him, so I'll ask him to accept me as his disciple. Because the master has the prerogative to excuse the servant of his offenses, minor offenses like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya, his whole desire was fulfilled by that chastisement, because that means he accepted him as a servant. So we want to become servant of the servant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that to see Gopi Bhartu Padakamale or Dasa Das Anudasi, servant of the servant of the servant. This is our aspiration. Rupa Goswami, this, we're trying to become Rupa Nuga, followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, who is the servant of the Lord. And this chapter will describe all the different activities that we can engage in to attain that position. So we can stop there if anyone has any comments, questions. All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll come.
How do you know if you're correctly satisfying the spiritual master, say if the spiritual master is not present or some situation like that?
Oh, how does one know if he's satisfying the spiritual master if he's not present like that? Well, there's a spiritual master is, Krishna is not alone. Spiritual master is also not alone. He has many associates. He has representatives, is there. And one thing is that even a devotee, a little bit of, just a little bit of practice, he can understand him own, their own self by, if he's satisfied with his activities. One is satisfied with one's activities. And we have, what is that? Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. We have many ways to check. Sadhu, the sadhus are there. Shastra is there. Guru, maybe if he's missing, I mean, if he's not there, we can always confirm also if there's something big process. Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion, he says that following the spiritual master is the principal rule, and sometimes he says that, gives interesting statement about how one spiritual master or another spiritual master may have different opinions. So this is, isn't it something like that? So all the God brothers and God sisters, they're also representatives of the spiritual master. So we can consult with others, the sadhus, the other Vaishnavas. Maybe they're not even have the same spiritual master, but we can consult with them. And process of, we should also be very conversant with the shastras, the spiritual, the scriptures. Is that all right? Covered? Okay. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.